Y'all go ahead. I don't have an injury report for you, so you guys go ahead.
Brock said he was going to go for x-ray.
Yeah, I have not talked to Greek since that's taken place. We just got out of the meeting, you know, but he's sore today, Jeff. And he, you know, he played through it. He's sore, but all indications are that he'll be okay. You know, I'd say we're day-to-day right now.
He said it didn't affect him. Do you believe it affected him at all in the second half?
I don't think so. With some of the things I saw him do, you know, I think if anything, he really struggled a certain way we ran the ball, trying to hand the ball off with that hand, you know, with that arm. So, you know, I agree with him. I mean, I think we were in position to do some of the same things we did in the first half. We just didn't do them. And I'm not just talking about him. I'm talking about as a group.
Does that impact your quarterback thoughts this week at all?
You know, starting over, you know, starting from scratch is no different than last week. You know, dealing with Brock, see how he's doing physically. I'll visit with Peyton and Greek and I, and we'll work through that, you know. So, you know, we'll have a plan in place when we get to Wednesday. But right now, my thoughts are with the team and trying to get through the corrections, those type of things, and move forward.
How much does the extra day help just across the board?
I think it'll help our football team, you know, not just a player. So, you know, we need to use it. Obviously, it's a Christmas week too. So, but, yeah, we got a lot of guys that could use an extra day as we get to Monday. David fractured a fibula. I actually did it in play 15 or 16 in the game, played the entire game. You know, amazing gut check. You know, nobody knew till after the game. So, obviously, David's going to miss some extensive time here. And we'll see, you know, how that plays in, you know, with the remainder of the season. But, you know, it's amazing what David did. But he's done it all year long. You know, he's a leader. He's a warrior. And gave up everything for his team yesterday. It's my understanding it happened when he and Akib ran in. I'm not positive, you know. Yeah, I think so. You know, I know it was play 15 or 16 of the game, so.
Jerry looked like his right leg after the game. Which would be the leg that he...
You know, Jeff, I tell you what, I hate to say one way or the other. You know, I know he's got a fractured fibula. That's all I know.
Clearly, Brock would never throw a ball in a spot where his receiver would get injured. But with that throw to Vernon Davis... Now that you've seen the game film, was Vernon pretty much lined up to get creamed on that play?
Well, I mean, you're going to get hit in this business every time you catch a ball, you know. You know, you got to make great plays to be successful. You know, we made a lot of great plays in the game, you know. So Brock's trying to fit a ball in there. It'd be a great throw. It was a great throw. It'd be a great catch. You know, that's part of football. So. But we got other plays we need to make too. So we'll, you know, there were a lot of positive plays that we need to hang on to. A lot of positive things going on that we need to build from, you know, and not, you know, try to attack some negative here or there. We're going to stay focused on the positive and move forward.
Is Brock your quarterback this week?
Yeah, nothing has changed. I mean, we're absolutely. I got the same answer for you I had last week. Nothing has changed today. Okay. All right. I have not talked to Peyton since the game was over, so I have had no conversations. I'll go through the same routine I did last week. We'll visit today. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll have a plan in place when we get to Wednesday, and we'll go to work.
Does he need to practice three straight days? Like last week, you gave him a little bit of a rest day on Friday.
Well, it was good to have him back at practice, you know, so we'll see. You know, my assumption is that we will get back to that on Wednesday, you know, but, you know, like I said, let me see how these next 2 days go, and we'll go from there.
You guys have those conversations with him. Are you comfortable in dressing him if you think he can help you guys, even if he's not 100%?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, absolutely. We're trying to work him back to where we feel like he can go play and go be himself. That's been the plan all along, and we're not there yet. So, like I said, nothing has changed from that standpoint.
Has he contributed at all on the sidelines?
Contributed a great deal, yeah. Yeah, very much involved and had a lot of good ideas yesterday. And, you know, so – yeah, he's doing everything we ask him to do. And he's doing it because he wants to do it.
Gary, I think going back to the Indianapolis game, you haven't had any points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
How do you attribute that?
No, it's, you know, it's tough right now. I mean, obviously scratching our heads as coaches, we got to figure that out. You know, yesterday the first half was as good a half of football I've ever been around offensively. You know, it was tremendous, and except for a fumble on play two. We need to build off of that, You know, our execution in the second half yesterday was poor. It was penalty filled. You know, we dropped snaps. You know, we dropped balls. You name it, we did it. And this is an execution league. And when you're doing it, it's a lot of fun. And when you're not doing it, somebody's got to stop it, or somebody's got to make a play to stop it. And, you know, we just didn't do that last night. So we're going to try to build off the first half and what we did, and obviously try to do some things different the third quarter, because we've got to play a lot better coming out of the locker room than we're playing right now.
Here, is it more execution or
I think it's always execution.
Adjustments.
I think it's all – well, I mean, adjustments, yeah. You make according to how you're being played. You know, we were doing a pretty good job against how we were being played. So we went out and did a lot of the same things we did in the first half. They didn't play us any different in the second half than they did in the first half. And we just didn't execute the way we did in the first half, in my opinion. But it's always a combination of a lot of things, you know. Bottom line, you got to execute better. You know, if you're dropping snaps and you're having – I think we had six or seven offensive penalties in the second half of the game. You know, you're going to have a hard time executing. So that's what we need to correct.
TJ and Darian.
Darian worked out before the game. We watched him work out. We thought it was a no. You know, just didn't feel good about it. Thought he would go backwards, would not be available these next 2 weeks. Hopefully we're back to work Wednesday, see where he's at. The plan for TJ is to go back to work on Wednesday. You know, so I would say he's day-to-day right now, but the plan, he did work, stay home and work for us with our trainer that we left behind. So hopefully we'll make some progress this week.
Chris Harris was really hard on himself last night.
That's why he's a great player, you know. That's why he's a great player. And that's why he's, you know, Pro Bowl player. And I think there's even more to come down the road for him. I think he played one of the top players in football, if not the top player. I know who I'd be voting for right now for MVP, watching that kid play. I mean, something else. And does it all day, plays extremely hard the entire game. That was a tough matchup. But now Chris expects a lot out of himself. He's very hard on himself, and he'll learn from that and grow from that and continue to be a better player than he's been, and he's been exceptional. Well, I mean, they threw the ball 58 times, you know, so I think 58, 59 times. So you're going to give up some plays. And, you know, I think for the most part we did a pretty good job of not giving up a lot of big, big plays, you know. But we gave up a lot of plays. Penalties hurt us a lot in the second half defensively too. You know, I can think of one drive where they made one play. I think we jumped off sides. We gave a big PI. You know, then all of a sudden they make one play and it's a touchdown. So, you know, second half defensively, you know, technique, some of the things we did, penalties that we started to occur, had some of the same problems from that standpoint. But, yeah, we can definitely play better. We're disappointed in how we played in the second half.
Time for a few more guys.
How do you coach the playoff scenario?
You know, I don't. I don't. I've told you guys that over and over again. I worry about us, you know. I know that that team that played in the first half last night could be very successful here down the road, and the team that played in the second half is going to have a hard time. So I'm trying to stay focused on the things we did well and keep our chin up right now, get back to work, stay positive. We got a big game this week against a very good football team, so that's what we're trying to do right now.
I'm trying to remind them that there's a lot of other champions that lost multiple games in December, including the ones you were on.
You know, I really don't go there because I try to focus them on their play. That's what I try to. That's the most important thing. And that group in there right now knows when they're playing well, they know what they're capable of doing. So all those other things will take care of themselves if you're playing well. But talking through those things, you know, I don't know what that does for you. You got to play through those situations. So we need to play a little better right
last
now.
One, how did you evaluate the play of Josh Bush and KO?
I thought Josh was exceptional. He was very sick before the game, much like David. I didn't know if he was going to make it to kickoff, and played the entire game. He's coming here. He's been with us 3 weeks. KO's been with us 2 weeks. So we have issues at that position, and those guys continue to step up, and very proud of how they're doing.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.